Hi everyone. Our verses for today are from Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Again, Psalm 73, 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So this Psalm 73, now we're just looking at these two verses here, and the psalmist here is expressing like how he desires God, that what he has is in God. He's recognizing that his flesh, his heart may fail, things of this world may fail, but God is the strength of his heart, portion forever. Right? There's nothing on earth that is better than being with God. And if you look at the psalm as a whole, it tells like this broader story. This psalmist was feeling confusion, and that's why he's saying some of these things in the verses we read. But the psalmist was confused because of how the wicked prosper, right? If you read through the whole psalm, which I invite you to do on your own, he talks about how he sees the prosperity of the wicked, and this leads to confusion, because in a sense, what the psalmist brings up is this question of why do good things happen for bad people? Life doesn't seem to be fair. And if you look at the psalm, he talks about how the prosperous, they're privileged, right? They have a lot of food to eat, but they also oppress others, and they live actually as if there's no God. And yet they're prospering at the same time. That's so unfair, isn't it? It just seems wrong. And the psalmist here, he talks about how these questions almost stumbled him, right? They're almost like caused his foot to slip. He's just like, maybe he was thinking, man, maybe this isn't worth it to follow God. You see how well those people are doing, the wicked are doing. Maybe I'm on the wrong path. And so the psalmist was thinking these things. And he says, though, in verse 17, he says that this was until I went into the sanctuary of God. And so he almost stumbled. But what changed everything was when he went into God's presence, when he worships God. He worships God, and it says in verse 17 that he went to the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end. He recognizes the end of the wicked. So what these verses that we're memorizing today, what they're telling us is that God is everything, and God is eternal, and God is good, right? And that we have no one except for God, right? There's nothing on earth that is as good as God. In our flesh, our heart may fail, is what verse 26 says. But even more than that, the things of this world will pass away, right? Everything in this world will perish, including the wicked. The wicked will perish. Those people who are prospering, right, in this world and oppressing others, those wicked people, they will perish as well. But if we hope in the Lord, if we're trusting God, if God is the strength of our heart, in our portion, he's the strength of our heart and our portion for forever. We can trust in him. We can trust in the eternity of being with God. And so I'm going to read these verses one more time. I just want to let it sink in for us. Again, verse 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. As we try to memorize this verse today, let's let it sink in. Let's let it go deeper into our hearts, and let's recognize the goodness and the truth of it. And let's go into the sanctuary of God and worship him, because he is the strength of our heart, our portion forever. He is the one who is with us for forever. Let's thank God for his presence, his love for us. Jesus, we thank you that we have you, that you have come to us. And there are many things of this world that draw our attention, but there is nothing that compares to being with you. And I pray that that will be true in our lives, that we will seek you and seek to be with you, God. Lord, we may stumble, may fall or mess up, but you are the strength of our heart, our portion forever. I pray that we will remember that and we'll rejoice in that truth, God. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.